The JSC says its first half has been challenging, but not a reflection of the fundamental strength of the business. The group's revenue fell by 8%, operating costs climbed 11%, while headline earnings per share took a 29% knock. Having announced her retirement, Nikki Newton-King joins us on the line now for greater perspective on the last set of financials as she presents as CEO of the company. Thanks so much, Nikki, for joining us this evening. So your eight-year tenure coming to a wrap after a 23-year career at the JSC. Just how resilient an organization are you handing over? Because the operating context has been a challenging one, both on a global and local level. And with so many X factors in play, it's impacted investor sentiment in a big way, but also private sector's approach to doing business.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a very tricky time for the country and obviously for everybody doing business in the country, including the JSE. On the other hand, I think the JSE is extremely resilient. We have made the right investments in technology, the right investments in people. And yes, the revenue line would be much better if the economy was growing. But we're a business for the long run. We're here for the long run. And when the economy does turn, when we do get growth going, then the JSE will definitely be able to benefit from that.
Nikki, the tentativeness that's been taking hold of markets at the moment, in part illustrated in the fact that we've had activity in most of the JSC's assets down, total revenue decreasing 8%, HEPS decreasing 29%. And I know you talk about a long end game, and that's what it is. But are you concerned about the extent to which South African assets are falling down the ranks in terms of investment appeal?
Yes, no, definitely. I think South Africa is not fighting with its front foot at the moment. Our national narrative is losing sight of the fact that we have a large number of very special entrepreneurs doing things under the radar that aren't attracting attention. I think we're caught in a narrative of policy uncertainty and lack of delivery, and all of those are true. But we compete for investment attention as South Africa, and we do have to then focus on the things that are working and the things that do make a difference and double down on them so that we can all benefit from that.
So what are your key priorities right now moving forward?
Well, from the JSE's perspective, we are in a very clear strategy to position the JSE as the best global platform in emerging markets. And what that means is you make sure that the technology is robust, efficient, cost-efficient, low-cost, as possible, so that you can facilitate the allocation of capital between investors who have it and issuers who need it in order to grow their businesses. So that's where we're going. We've made significant investments in that regard in technology, significant investments on people, and we're looking very forward to being able to take those into the future.
That being said, what's your pipeline of potential clients in terms of listing looking like right now, so that the JSC is in a position to offer investors a more diverse and growing investment pool moving forward?
Yeah, there's no doubt that in the equity space, a low-growth economy historically translates into fewer listings coming to market because people worry about valuations and can get cash elsewhere. In this case, the JSE is in fact not alone. Internationally, our peers are experiencing also very tricky primary market activity. On the other hand, the country is looking to fund infrastructure, fund SOEs. Coming to the public markets to do that is an ideal opportunity, and of course we're very well positioned to do that.
Of course, Steinhoff, Tongaat, Resilient, EOH, AO Technologies, not casting a very positive light on structures in place to safeguard investors from, let's call them, delinquent companies, even if in part. How much have corporate scandals hurt the JSC, Nikki?
I do think that corporate South Africa has had a bad 18 months, and that this is an overhang on investor confidence. From the JSE's perspective, we have, as you know, taken very strong action in relation to looking at our listings requirements, upgrading the disclosures we are requiring. We've finished all of our investigations into insider trading and market manipulation, referred that to FSCA, and I'm fully confident that in the very short term we'll start to see some action in that regard.
Very quickly, Nikki, of course, that where you do have some control of the reins, how are you mitigating against the risk of an overall sovereign credit rating downgrade? Can you?
You know, ultimately, the best mitigation against a potential downgrade is to make sure that we keep the national, we get the national fiscus into space, we control the what state-owned enterprises are doing, and we get growth going. From the JSE's perspective, we have to keep running a very efficient platform, make sure we've invested for the long run, and as you can absolutely rely on, we'll be there for the long run.
Well, Nikki, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. For the last time as CEO of the JSE, of course, we wish you a very happy retirement. Nikki Newton-King, CEO of the JSE.